tongue in cheek.
There you go.
Robert is much, you can see the tongue in his cheek when you're talking to him in person, so that makes whatever Robert's saying a little better. Now we're on another street closer to our hotel. You can see it on the map there. This is the first street we came to when we first got here. And lots of college kids running around, and narrow little street full of drinking establishments and a few pastry kind of places, but little restaurants and such. Enjoying our last beer before we head home, planning our day tomorrow to pick up some souvenirs and hopefully see the inside of the Basilica de Notre Dame. So that's something we could never get into the last time we went down to that downtown old Montreal area. And then we fly to Boston and fly home. Now everyone is lamenting on what a good trip it was and how if that damn race didn't happen, we'd have seen more Montreal, but we saw lots of Montreal as it is, and that was totally worth it. Saw enough race, too, to make the race exciting. I think everyone's happy, and everyone had a good trip. I'd interview the other guys, but they're not much of bloggers. They just kind of like to look and listen, point and laugh. They're the point and laugh type.
Wait.
He says we brought me to blog for us to keep track of things. So anyway, I don't know. Who cares?
Historian. The Ken Burns of the trip.
The Ken Burns, but don't call it the Ken Burns effect. My motto. All right, I don't care. This is I'm leaving, and this is the end of this blog. This is probably maybe we'll do another one. Maybe if the bells go off again tomorrow at Notre Dame, we'll get the bells. It seems like, did you hear the bells? Because one of these things had the bells in it. I don't know where the hell it is. It's somewhere. Who cares? All right, guys, I'm leaving again. Nice.